This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
What does the world need right now? More connectedness, more love, sweet love. We've got the latest on the coronavirus, plus the president ordering meat processing plants to stay open, but there is a panic among many because of this pandemic of those getting sick in beef, pork, and poultry operations. I'll explain. Some areas are opening up. But are they opening too soon or no? It's just right. And there is just so much to talk about in this show, including the fact that right now as I am broadcasting, I am in the middle of an eye of the storm. Severe storms, tornadoes, and massive hail has been forecast for 42 million people, and that's here at the mothership. We are hunkered down. They're talking about baseball-sized hail, wind gusts of 65 miles an hour. I just got a report that a few miles from me, it's 67 miles an hour. So I feel you for all the people that, just like me, are going to be in the middle of this sucker. Mother Nature suffers no fools. No matter what's going on in our life, she can throw us some wicked, wicked curveballs. That's for sure. All right, coronavirus. Let's run through the stats. We do this each and every show because I want to not only let you know the severity of what's happening, not that I think people are taking it lightly, but those that recovered, because I don't think that we talk about recovery enough, and that's a big significant number too. But 1.3 million cases confirmed in the United States. Worldwide, by the way, 3.12 million deaths in the United States, and that's the latest number I have. This is the latest number I have as of 20 minutes ago. 58,955. And recovered, again, I'm going to say this, 118,000 people have recovered. Thank God for that. Not enough. It is shocking when you really just kind of think about that number, almost 60,000 people dead from a virus that slammed into this country not too long ago. I mean, if we go back to where this all started and you look at March, for example, March 4th, and how many cases were actually reported, do you know what the number was? 26. 26. And, of course, it's just completely grown from that number. The good news is there are pockets of the United States where they've seen that social distancing is working, and congratulations to so many of you because you're doing it. You're going stir crazy. You're staying home. You're doing the social distancing thing. You're wearing a mask. You're in and out of a store. You're ordering, picking up, whatever you're doing. And then there's a few that are going to the beach, crowding the beaches in Florida and in California, but there's been kind of handcuffs slapped on that situation, thank goodness. I mean, that's the thing with deciding to open. If you open too soon, it threatens the rest of us. And that, my friends, of course, is the big, big problem. Interesting day where you had the Vice President Pence visiting the Mayo Clinic, and there was a lot of criticism because there was a lot of pictures that were taken and pumped out on social media to highlight that visit. But everyone around Mike Pence had on a mask. He didn't when he was touring the research facility. But and so it looked like he was violating the hospital policy by not doing that while he was walking through, of course, in Rochester, Minnesota, the Mayo Clinic, because they're doing tremendous things there. And the Mayo Clinic tells people, all patients, visitors, staff, they have to wear a face covering or mask while they're there because, of course, the transmission of COVID-19. But then they have a Twitter account. They responded to the visit. They tweeted that they had informed the VP of the masking policy prior to the arrival, and then the tweet disappeared. So, I don't know. He said, as the Vice President of the United States, I'm tested for the coronavirus on a regular basis. Everyone who is around me is tested for the coronavirus. And since I don't have it, I thought it'd be a good opportunity for me to be here, to be able to speak to the researchers, the incredible healthcare personnel, and look at them in the eye and say thank you. I say this is one where the optics don't look good, but this is a ship that has sailed, and you let it go because there are too many other things that are massively significant to completely blow this up for 6, 7, who knows how many news cycles. Do I think it was smart? No, because, of course, there's going to be video all over him, and there's going to be people taking photos. And I get it. He said it. He's tested, like, almost daily for it. But when you have everyone, including patients, that are, you know, are wearing the mask, then he's not. I mean, you know, there you go. But then you look at some of the briefings, and the governors don't have the masks, and you know, this the mask is now this part of our armor. It's part of who we are. And I think moving forward, masks and policies about masks, we're seeing that with the airlines, that's going to be pretty significant to watch. Because what if somebody doesn't want to wear a mask? I think what the airlines are saying, initially some of them were saying, if you wouldn't wear a mask, you don't get on the planes. Now I've heard that American Airlines is saying if you don't want to wear the mask, you don't have to wear the mask. But we're not even there yet. 95% of the planes are completely empty. Excuse me. So we can talk about policies, but there just aren't a lot of people flying right now. There just isn't. On the testing side, and this is what really, really, really we are so concerned about. I'm concerned for all of you listening to this show. Let's get the bloody test. There are people that are jamming on it. I mean, they are working round the clock, and it's looking like we're starting to see some things that are emerging that are positive, that there are some tests that are already being run and that are being conducted when we're talking about vaccines. So jumping ahead 3, 4, 5 steps, does that mean there's going to be a virus tomorrow? No, it does not mean that's going to happen, but the sooner the better. Big labs have been given priority for testing equipment by the feds. That's huge. Get rid of the red tape. Let's roll. Hospitals and clinics say they're in the backseat to commercial labs in the competition for the testing equipment, but they're ready and willing and able to do whatever they can because the accuracy of these antibody tests are not great. I mean, that's at least what a lot of the researchers are saying. So we want them as accurate as possible. Coming up on the flip side, what about baseball and the coronavirus? Yep, we're going to the West Coast to someone involved with the Dodgers who's got the skinny on all of that. Hang with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, how I miss baseball. I used to cover the Texas Rangers, and I'm a lifetime Philadelphia Phillies fan, and of course the nemesis of the Phillies, the Dodgers, would be on that list. But I also cover the Dodgers, too. Many of you know that. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us on this show. Ron Porterfield, what a pleasure to have him on the show. He's in his third year as the Director of Player Health with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he's quite a resume, including head athletic trainer for the Tampa Bay Rays. He was also an assistant athletic trainer before that. Needless to say, he's really worked his way up through the ranks. So we are thrilled to have him and talk about the coronavirus and also the mission of the Professional Baseball Athletic Trainers Society. Ron, thanks for popping on.
Hey, Kate, thanks for having me tonight. It's my pleasure to be on here.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, like, my family just really ripped me to shreds when I covered the Dodgers, but I did like it, and people were good to me. And even Tommy Lasorda, he'd be sitting in the crowd, he'd say, "What's going on? How are you doing, young lady?" So it was fun.
Yeah, it's a great organization, good people.
Very good people. So, you know, we look at what's going on with the coronavirus and the question mark we all live under, and people want to know about baseball and, oh, gosh, and, you know, where are we going? And how much does this kind of mess with our mental health? It's so important because everybody's talking about that with this global pandemic, and I think it's the same thing, obviously, too, for baseball players.
Oh, absolutely. It's put us in disarray. I mean, we're pretty much in turmoil right now, you know, having to do a lot of virtual work with our players, following up on phone calls and being on Zoom calls and all kinds of different conference calls and working out of our house. And it's different. I'll tell you that. I've been in this game for 33 years and I've never experienced anything even close to this. The thing closest that I've probably been to was the strike of 94, 95, but this, can't even hold a candle to that. So.
Yeah, so the good thing is, though, you're connected, you're trying to help them get through it, because for an athlete, it's all about the rhythm. And since I went through, season after season with lots of different players in a different role, but watching them, that's the clock we live by, you're on the road, you have this series, and now everything is just at a standstill, and that's probably what a lot of them are grappling with, right?
Oh, absolutely. Probably the most superstitious individuals or superstitious athletes you'll ever work with. Because you take them out of their routine and it's like a fish out of water. And, they're all struggling. Right? We're in pretty good shape as far as our organization is concerned. Having been into this now for about a month and, injury wise and things like that, we're in a pretty good shape. As far as that's concerned, and our players have really taken to it and done a really good job at their workouts and everything else. So I think we're in a pretty good shape in preparation to come back at some point and get back into playing baseball.
Yeah, there's something that we can learn, though, I think, from what you're telling the players in these conversations and what people listening to this show who aren't professional athletes are dealing with. What are some of the strategies for people struggling with mental health that they could possibly, Ron, implement that the Dodgers are doing to ensure that they're okay?
Well, basically we have an organization, called PBAS, which is the Professional Baseball Athletic Trainer Society. So through that, we have a big mission to serve as an educational resource for, not only major league athletic trainers, but also the minor league athletic trainers. And we've developed a pretty good relationship with the Department of Labor and use their resources to help us on the grounds of, they have a pretty good toolkit of resources in mental health and awareness. And they basically have what they call the four A's. It's building awareness and the supportive culture, providing accommodations to our employees, offering assistance to them, and just ensuring that they have access to treatment. So a lot of it is, when we call our players, it's not just finding out that they're doing their workouts, but finding out how they're feeling, how's your family, and treating them almost as a human being versus treating them as a robot that goes out there and performs and entertains people. That almost look like they're not a human character, if you will. We take them for granted thinking that they're just robots out there and can do the same thing over and over and handle the stresses. And they're not. They're human beings that have the same type of feelings as you and I. Getting down to earth with them and really trying to get on a level where show them that we really care about them and that we're interested in what's going on in their lifetime.
Yeah, there you go. So just talking to them like they're human beings, not superstars or, again, professional athletes. And, of course, you've worked with so many, as you said, 30-plus years, and I just brushed a little bit over your resume and how you started and some of the ways that you moved. You moved your way up, obviously, from the minor leagues. I would be remiss not to ask you this. I mean, all these great experiences that you had, including you worked through the Houston Astros organization, too, and then I mentioned the Tampa Bay Rays. What was that like for you? Did you think that this is where you would end up in this role with Tampa Bay and with the Dodgers?
No, I really had no idea. I've met so many people in this game, and you never know, who's going to be your next boss. The majority of several of the bosses that I have at this point in time that are above me are former players that I have. Going back, I would have, I knew they were smart and intelligent individuals as players and, probably had a chance to go into the coaching ranks or front office ranks. But, here I am, and it's funny to see these individuals that I had as players and that I was hampering on about getting the work in. And now they're, expecting me to handle my position and answer to them. So it's kind of come full circle. But I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And I've had many, many experiences, and I've learned a great deal. And that's what I try to do now is be a sounding board and you know, hopefully be able to teach some of our younger athletic trainers that are coming out and just be in situations that, you know, that are new to them, but I've experienced it, help guide them through those.
Yeah, and so you mentioned PBATS, and has that helped? Because, you know, when you look at the Professional Baseball Athletic Trainer Society and bringing up some of the younger people through the ranks, I mean, that's got to be part of the mission. Is that, that certainly is one of them. But what are other objectives for the group?
Well, we serve as we provide continuing education for not only athletic trainers as it relates to our professions, but we help them to improve the understanding of just sports medicine so that they can better promote that health and develop and attain a better treatment for the professional baseball player. Our full membership, which entails all athletic trainers, both major league and minor league, are looked at as an integral, pretty integral part of the fabric of the game of baseball in itself. And just as importantly, we're trusted as advisors to the athletes. So over the years, we've worked to share these expertise, not only in the clubhouse, but outside of the clubhouse and the ballpark. And we're proud of the internships that we've created, with a lot of individuals from other countries, programs that we've addressed. We've tried to, create programs that educate the American people on childhood obesity, disability inclusion, mental health, and the health of the well-being of America's youth.
Yeah, absolutely. I think PBATS is a fabulous organization. I learned about it a couple of years ago. All right, we got to throw in a funny here. So, and maybe it's not funny. What is your favorite baseball movie of all time?
Favorite baseball movie? The Sandlot.
The Sandlot. I love The Sandlot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, my son loves it and watched it so much that I really took a liking to it. And I just love some of the clips in it, some of the T-shirts that have come out from it. And I just think that was pretty much how we were when we were kids. So I really like that movie.
Yeah, me too. I like Sandlot. That's in my top five. I like The Natural. That's a throwback. That's an oldie,
yep,
but it's a goodie to pull out. I like League of Their Own because I think it's funny and it was true what happened. And I met some of the women that played on those teams when I was with the Rangers. So there's a lot of good ones out there. I'm ready for another one to come out, though, and I'm ready for baseball, Ron. So let's get through this, and thank you for what you do, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Kate, thank you, and we will. We're getting ready to play, so I'm optimistic that we will be playing again at some point this summer.
Yay! I love that. I am too. Thanks, Ron.
Kate, thank you.
Coming up next, we're going to Virginia Beach. How are they faring there with the coronavirus? We'll get an update.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the U.S. is amping up its testing capacity from about 200,000 to 5 million tests each day.
We've done more than the entire world combined. We've done more than any other country in the world. So I think we've done a really good job. Now, with that being said, not everybody feels as strongly about testing as others. We have some governors that are very strong on testing. We have other governors, frankly, that aren't nearly as strong on testing. Their test is much more modest.
The top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he's hoping for greater collaboration with governors to make sure their needs are met.
One of the problems has been, is the tests getting to the people who need them, or are there tests out there when they're not connecting the dots?
This is USA Radio News. President Trump is taking executive action to declare food processing plants critical infrastructure and order them to stay open. The move is proactive, and it's meant to stave off threatened meat shortages. In many states, meat processing plants have been closed due to massive coronavirus outbreaks. Officials say Tyson Foods is planning to close 80% of their production. The CEO says the food supply chain is breaking. With states like Texas and Alabama letting businesses reopen their doors this week, California Governor Gavin Newsom says they're not out of the woods yet. But he also says change is coming.
The reality is we are just a few weeks away, not months away, from making measurable and meaningful changes to our stay-at-home order. That is a very optimistic point to emphasize.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
James Hill with us now, and he's coming up a little bit later in the show. He's an author, and I love it. As a kid, he used to invent comics. He was a Marvel fan, and he dreamed up these comics in his head. And then he ended up, you know, becoming a writer on the side, I'm going to call it. This is a big passion of his. But he is an essential worker, as now we're in this pandemic in Virginia. He works for the Department of Defense and goes to work every day. So, James, tell us what it's like. First of all, where you are in Virginia and what it's like.
Okay, I live in Virginia Beach, and I work in the Virginia Beach, what they call the seven city area. So Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Portsmouth, you've probably heard of these places. And right now, the virus isn't that bad here, but not like New York City where I grew up at. I'm originally from New York, and I have family in New York and upstate New York. So it's not as bad, but we are still quarantined, and we are still working and living with the idea that you have to wear a mask now to go out. And a couple of years ago, we used to see people going out in masks and stuff like that. And I would, you know, say, you know, at first I wondered, what did they have that they need to wear a mask? And now I realize it's not what they have, it's what they're trying not to catch. And that's what we're trying to do now, too. We're trying to protect ourselves from not only catching something, but also passing it along. And where I work now is pretty good for me because I'm a computer programmer, a software engineer, so I kind of like work by myself mostly. Maybe I'm in the office with one other person sometimes. A lot of times I'm in the office all by myself.
So my building has shut down pretty much, and I'm the only one in one section of the building. So quite quiet.
The computer quiet.
Program, yes. And as a software engineer, we're used to working by ourselves. It is a solitary type of job. You don't have too many people working with you when you program.
So the good news is that you can be there, and there isn't the danger of other people around you, and what you do is deemed essential. So you're actually out there, and you have the separation between work and home, which a lot of people, I have to tell you, James, are struggling with that.
Yes, and thank God I still have the PBJ, bill paying job. So, you know, in that way I'm blessed. And like you said, I don't have to worry about them going out and, you know, risking bringing something back to my family. So it's a good thing there. But I still have to go out. We all have to go out at some point to go shopping and you know, places like that. And when I go out to stores and stuff, I do wear the mask. I see people driving in their cars with the mask on, and it just made me laugh. I'm like, why are they wearing a mask in their car? They're alone. The virus can't come flying into the window, you know.
Yeah.
But some people say it's because they don't want to put it on and take it off, put it on, take it off. They don't want to be touching the mask all the time. So I understand that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, we're glad that the numbers aren't high where you are, and people are practicing social distancing and doing what they can, doing their part, and you certainly are. And you will hear about his fabulous book, Pegasus, A Journey to New Eden. James Hill, that's coming up a little bit later in the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate, and thanks for having me.
Coming up a little bit later, we're going to go to the mailbag as we round up this hour, as I like to say. But let's talk about a few odds and ends. And I mentioned it, you know, the question about reopening, the push to reopen the economy, and what is that going to look like? And, of course, getting consumers back out is one thing. And that's part of, I think, the problem. We're seeing that there are a lot of small businesses that are just being strangled and would love to open. But at the same time, we're seeing at these meat and poultry processing plants during the pandemic that they're open, that there are people that are getting sick, and there is that tug of war over what to do. The president issued an executive order that gives the federal government broad powers to ensure that they stay open, because guess what? Widespread food shortages, if not, what would happen? Everything would be cleared, and they're talking about meat that would be thrown out. So this is very worrisome and something that is hanging over our heads, so to speak. Unless you're a complete vegetarian, then you're not as concerned. But for so much of the population, that's a big deal. That's protein, etc. And then also all the jobs and whatnot. And, you know, it's always those degrees of separation for people who have jobs related even to the industry, not just people that are working in the plant. So certainly the constant barrage of should we open, should we not open, my gosh, what do we do? We can't afford to keep doing this, and now there's more furloughs and layoffs, and companies that are saying, like Neiman Marcus in the retail world, saying they might have to go bankrupt and just completely shutter, who knows, and especially retail being slammed very, 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 very hard in the face of what's happening. All right, so let's talk about reopening in Georgia. You know, there, people are heavily watching, obviously, their reopening that happened less than 5 days ago, and what the cases are for areas where there was a massive reopening. And every state is different. So, like, for example, in California, we've got listeners in California. Governor Gavin Newsom issued a stay-at-home order on March 19th and has no set end date. It looked like they were going to have an end date, but they don't. However, they are talking about having some slow rollout.
and seeing the first couple of phases of what they're calling return to normalcy, for whatever that is, in California. Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis took a ration of crap when he didn't have the stay-at-home orders in place for Floridians, as so many other places had already done it. That didn't happen until weeks after everybody else. So now that's in place until April 30th, and he's defending his decision to reopen the beaches as he's waiting for recommendations from the, what they call the Reopen Task Force. The reopening of the beaches in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, generated lots of hot criticism, and a horrible hashtag Florida morons was pushed out all over the place. I have family living there, and they said the barrage of hate that was coming out from the rest of the country because of what they were seeing. So the Florida Keys, they're not going to reopen, for example, until at least June. So there you go. Lots of places are different. I talked about Georgia and Governor Brian Kemp and the fact that they eased restrictions on the 24th, where you had the most reopenings of any place, gyms and fitness centers and bowling alleys and barbers and hair salons and massage therapists. They all could open with some rules. And the theaters and restaurants can open, or have actually just opened the other day, and then they've got the social distancing. They have to have social distancing in place. They have to screen employees for illness, so that means taking temperatures, etc. And then you look at the great state of Texas, and what is Texas doing, for example? And, you know, Texas takes some heat, too, but Governor Greg Abbott ordered all Texans to stay home through April 30th, announced that, you know, the first phase of the plan to reopen safely just happened the other day. So retail stores, restaurants, movie theaters, malls, museums, libraries were on the list. They can open by Friday, May 1st, but they have to limit their capacity to 25% of the listed occupancy. This is, again, trying to social distance and force that. And we're going to see, you know, a smattering of these kinds of things all over the United States. It's going to depend a lot on the state that we're talking about. So, like Governor Phil Murphy in New Jersey, stay-at-home orders March 21st, no specific end date. And, you know, he's concerned that they have to have the safeguards in place before they can reopen, because they're looking at the data, and the data still is not great. Just like New York, they're seeing the hospitalizations go down. That's the good news. But the fear for the governor there, Cuomo, is, okay, so we reopen and we don't do it logically, and people start to get the virus, give the virus back, and we're back in the same spot we were before after staying away and social distancing and staying home, then we're right back to where we started. And nobody wants to end up in that position. And I think that's the fear, and that's, again, what is being weighed constantly as to what is the right thing to do. That's why sometimes four stages, maybe less, three stages for some of these states, trying to carefully weigh what the options are so to not clobber everybody and have something they don't want to see happen where the cases come back. Because after doing everything they've done, how awful would that be to see that happen? We're seeing a D.C. outbreak, so like other places, sometimes the rollout is slow. Maryland surpassed 1,000 COVID-19 deaths, and now House leaders are abandoning plans to return to D.C. because of the numbers that have soared up there. It kind of took a little while for that to catch up to some of the other areas in the United States, and you know, they were going to prepare to meet, and then they decided, because of the dock at the Capitol, maybe that wouldn't be a good idea with the spreading of the virus in Washington and the burbs. We're going to your thoughts next on all of it as we head to the mailroom.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now's the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
I always like this music for the mailbag. I'm going to be hard-pressed to ever get rid of that. All right, final seg for this hour, and it's a good one because you have completely overwhelmed me with your emails. Remember, you can send me local hero stories, anything you want to talk about in the mailbag. It's yours. It's all about you. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, boom, and let it fly. This one from Gary in New Orleans. Kate, I listen to you all the time, especially now. I cannot sleep. I can't get enough of you. I've told the station again and again that they should just put you on 24 hours. But seriously, it is like going crazy with Groundhog Day. As much as I don't think we have a lot to complain about, and I love the saying that's out there that's floating around all over Twitter about, geez, you know, our ancestors went to war. We just have to sit on the couch and binge watch. But there is something that gets you really antsy about wanting to jump out and not stay home any longer. And I don't know if you're feeling the same way or not, because you seem rather calm when you're doing the show. So does it get to you, or have you found some secret way to not let it get under your skin as much? Again, huge fan. Well, thank you for that, Gary. I don't know that you've ever sent us an email before. Yeah, I mean, you know, I do have that feeling of, I've told the story, I'm not going to tell it again. I'm trying to find more details out because I don't know much about her, by the way. But my great-grandmother died in the pandemic in 1918 in Philly, you know, in Philadelphia. So I know that my grandmother was only 7 months old, and boom, she died, and that's pretty scary. And then her husband, my great-grandfather, married another woman who was like my beloved great-grandmother. So I'd never heard many stories about her. Now I'm like so crazy curious because of what's happened. But now I'm kind of digressing. As far as going crazy, yeah, you get stir crazy, I guess. You know, even I think you've got to take long walks. You've got to get out. I mean, whatever you do, there's ways to safely social distancing, not go on a crowded beach. But you got to get air. You got to focus on helping other people. Focus on whatever it is your business, or if you're retired, doing something that stimulates your mind. Having more conversations with people, catching up with people that you haven't seen in a long time. And big shout out, by the way, Gare, thanks for that. 990 AM WGSO carries the show in New Orleans, and they've been an affiliate for a long time. And I like a lot of the people actually on the station. I've been on with some of the people on the station during the day too that are terrific. All right, so let's move to this one. This one is from Jake, and Jake says, "Hi, Kate. You know, one of the saddest stories I think that I've heard about with this virus is the 70 people that died in the virus outbreak at the veterans home. Boy, and you think of soldiers and you think of what they go through, and then to have a death that way, and 70 is such a high total. What an awful, awful thing to happen. But these people that are older, that's the one thing, and we saw this in the beginning, you are like a sitting duck in these places." Yeah, that was Holyoke, Massachusetts, a soldier's home there where they had the 70 deaths, and people were in front of it were putting out American flags, and they were putting pictures of some of the veterans there, and they were saying, "Rest in peace, and we love you." I mean, it's just brilliant, the tributes to the people. But how sad is that? And that's the danger of the virus spreading among the most vulnerable. Thank you for bringing that up. And we can never say enough about veterans, never, 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 for what they've sacrificed, no matter how many years ago it was, and then to be in a place that apparently they loved, this by all accounts, the, you know, with parties and a lot of things that the back before this all happened, they used to do there, and it just spread like wildfire, and they couldn't do very much. Ugh, awful. All right, how about this one from Mac? Mac is listening to us in Portland, and Mac says, "Hey, Kate, looking at sports, you know, I am kind of that medium sports fan. I do like to escape into it. Sometimes I'm not a fanatic, but I am kind of anxious to perhaps see some football, some golf, some baseball, some whatever, some, instead of footage of things that happened that were tremendous but happened in the past. When, oh, when are we going to have our sports back?" Well, sports of all sorts, right? So what are the sports that are coming up? The NBA, will we really see the NBA come back for some kind of abbreviated rest of the season? Or does that take place in the fall and you start the other season again and just that's it, the season is over with? Major League Baseball, I do think we're going to see Major League Baseball in some form come back. And, you know, Major League Baseball is looking at starting in June in some stadiums. They're talking about, you know, a realigned league. That's just a conversation. The season, probably late June, no later than July 2nd, and they would play like 100 regular season games, supposedly. That's the rumors that I've heard, and I think by now lots of that is out there. Three division, 10 teams, you know, would be in play in all this whole thing. They would forget the American and National League. They would just look at geography. That makes total sense to me. Because if you really want this to happen, so like you look at the East, Yankees and the Mets, Red Sox, Nationals, Orioles, Phillies, Pirates, Jays, Tampa Bay, Marlins. You look at the West, Dodgers and Angels, Giants, Oakland A's, San Diego, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, Houston Astros, Seattle Mariners. So it could come down to something like that. So I would say best bet, we're going to see Major League Baseball. It's just going to be shortened because it was would has such a long season anyway. And the idea of doing it regionally makes sense. And maybe there would be less, there'd be seats blocked off. I'm not sure what that part of it would look like. All right, this one is from Al, who says, Kate, oh, I felt so sad. It hit me in the gut when you talked about that ER doctor who committed suicide. Can you only imagine, and I guess I didn't really look at it through those eyes, as to what the people on the front lines are seeing constantly with long hours and people dying. It must be horrific, particularly if you've worked on a patient for a long time. But regardless, it has to be very, very sad. Yeah, you're talking about the female doctor, the medical director of the emergency department at Presbyterian Hospital in New York. And, you know, again, self-inflicted, and she had the coronavirus, recovered from the coronavirus, treated lots of people with the virus, and sad. She, you know, the emotional toll of the job is what police are saying would have to be partly to blame, and it's devastating, I think, to the people who knew her, and sad. I mean, she was the medical director, like I said, not even 50 years old, and took her own life after going through what she went through. Yeah, that, you know, that story hit me too. Thinking that I know in my head, I've seen the video, I've talked to a few people, we've had them all on the show, and I can only know from what they're saying what that would be like. But actually doing that day after day, and of course, relishing all the successes, the recoveries, but then dealing with the loss of life. Yeah, tough. All right, Ralph says, Kate, I'm optimistic. I'm glass half full like you. I think that before you know it, we'll be back on our feet and we will have learned some lessons. Hopefully that it's more about humanity and people grow closer. They're not as greedy or angry or nasty or snap judgment-y to people that they meet. It is about lending a hand to your fellow man. And I think we're seeing great stories of that great spirit. And I love hearing those stories of hope. Pray for the best and keep your fingers crossed. Yeah, and everything else in between. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. We are all in it together. Mahalo, everyone.
Crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.